green spots, maybe, you know, it's always good to see a few players that come out and do a little better than the coaches thought, and they win some starting positions after that first game. It's Center Hill and the West Plains Zizzers from Zizzer Stadium, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Shell Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShellFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Shell Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The all-new Bad Boy tractors are now available at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. This new line of small and medium-sized tractors maintains Bad Boy's history of combining power, performance, and build quality while delivering the highest value in their class. Coupled with Bad Boy implements, you're all set to make your workday feel less like a chore. There's low-rate financing available, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. They also carry CPAP and BiPAP supplies from masks and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, an affiliate of Ozarks Healthcare. You can also visit them and shop online at homemedicalwp.com.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It was our Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And we just had the coin toss at midfield. And Center Hill won the coin toss. They deferred, so they will get the football to start the third quarter. And the Zizzers have chosen to receive the football to start the ball game. So Center Hill will be kicking off. And the Zizzers offense will be on the field first for the Zizzers here tonight. Hope you're ready. Hope you got your snacks, your refreshments, you know, popcorn, candy, you know, something drink, cold drink, because, well, hopefully you're inside listening to the ball game. So, it, you know, hopefully you got some air conditioning. But we're getting ready to get underway here in about 30 seconds. And center line is going to tee it up here. And I believe kicking off the football is going to be Delvin Johnson. So Johnson's going to kick off, and back for the Zizzers will be number 9. Aiden Holt is back there. Connor Lair is back there. And I believe Garrett Drown is back there. I'll have to wait till they turn around here where I can see their jerseys. So the Zizzers will get the football first here against Center Hill to kick off the season. Glad to have you aboard Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train. And right away, Center Hill didn't have enough players on for the kickoff, so another one comes on. Now we're ready to go. We are ready to kick off the season. Hope you are too. Johnson's going to kick it off. I'm sorry, that's Mark Holmes. So Holmes will be kicking it off. And the Zizzers ready to receive. We're waiting on the official to... And he's giving the okay, so they've got the ball teed up. Now we're ready to go. So the Mustangs will kick off from Olive Branch, Mississippi, Center Hill High School. The Mustangs taking on the Zizzers. And it's going to be a short kick, and it's going to be taken. And the ball's on the ground. Two players run into each other, and the Zizzers fall on it about the 26-yard line. So, Zizzer's offense will take over first and 10 at their own 26. Garrett Drown got on the football in a hurry as two players were coming after it, and they collided with each other. So, Dakin Kinslow will come out for the Zizzers. Heston Miller at receiver. Connor Lair is on the other side, on the left side, as a receiver. No backs in the backfield. Kinslow is in the shotgun. Here we go. First and 10. Miller goes in motion, and they'll give it to Miller. He's going around the left side, turns it up inside, still on his feet. He's trying to break loose, and he's going to be brought down from behind, but across midfield all the way down. Let's see, are they going to mark him at the 40 or the 41? And they're going to mark him, well, the officials can't decide where they're going to put it. Now they're going to put it on the Mustangs 40-yard line. So that, folks, is a Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Heston Miller around the left side. All right, Kinslow in the shotgun once again. And now we got whistles already. Have to wait and see. I don't think they're marking anything off. Why was the whistle blown? Okay, now they're ready. We'll go again here. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mustangs 40-yard line. They're going to hand it off, cutting up inside. Now to the outside is Connor Lair. He's going down the sideline. Got two guys to beat, and he's out of bounds inside the 5. Connor Lair with another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And they're in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. So the Zizzers will have it first and goal at the Mustangs' 3-yard line. First two plays of the ball game, they go from the 26 to the 3-yard line. Kinslow by himself in the shotgun. Two receivers both side. In motion comes Lair. Kinslow is going to take it, and looks like he might get a yard. They might put him down about the 1. Looks like that's where they're going to mark it, at the 1-yard line. Dagan Kinslow, second and goal for the Zizzers. Connor Lair will be in the backfield with Kinslow in the shotgun. Going to be second and goal from the 1. Kinslow, it's a low snap, and he has to fall on it. And they're going to lose some yardage right there, all the way back to the 8. That'll bring up a 3rd down. So that's the first thing, that's the second thing wrong that the Zizzers have done. They collided on the kickoff return. So, going to be 3rd and goal from the Mustang 5 or 8-yard line for the Zizzers. Lair's in the backfield, Kinslow in the shotgun. And Kinslow's going to throw it, and he's got the touchdown. It's a 3-yard pass over to Josh Leeser. So Kinslow to Leeser. on the 8-yard pass. And the Zizzers have jumped out 6-0 already on center hill with 9:53 to go here in the first quarter. And coming in the kick for the Zizzers. And I believe that's number 16. It is Braden Wall. Braden's going to be our kicker this year. He's got big shoes to fill because Nate Thomas did an excellent job last year. But here we go. Extra point attempt coming up for the Zizzers. And it's fumbled, but it gets it up, and it's going to be no good, too low. So Zizzers having some trouble here with snapping the football. But with 9:53 to go first quarter, Zizzers lead at 6-0 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead it 6-0 with 9:53 to go here in the first quarter. And now Wall will be kicking off. And back for center hill will be Keon McChristian. He's one of them. And I can't see the other side who that is. We'll have to wait and see. So let's see what the Zizzer defense is going to be like. First of all, we're going to kick the ball off, and let's hope we get it down there and pin them kind of deep. A turnover would be really good right here. We like to get the ball. So we're ready to go here. Braden Wall, his first kickoff of the 2021 football season. Waiting on the official. He gives the okay. We're ready to go. And Wall's going to send it down the middle, and it's going to be taken back at about the 9 by McChristian. And McChristian's going to be dropped right there at the, looks like the 10-yard line, maybe the 9. They might give him some forward progress. We'll have to wait and see. Nope, they're going to get it inside the 10-yard line at the 9. So the Mustangs will take over first and 10 at their own 9-yard line. So now let's see what that Zizzer defense is going to be like. They've been itching to hit some people. They got to hit some folks last week at Jamboree, but the players I talked to said we didn't get to hit enough. Coach took us out. So they're ready to hit. And it looks like in at quarterback, trying to read the number under center, and they're going to hand off, and the Zizzers have them stuffed. At the line of scrimmage, that'll be Eric Covington, the quarterback, but he handed that ball off to Amari Dawkins, and no gain on the play, second and 10. So right now, Covington is going to be your quarterback. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the Zizzers, leading a whole host of Zizzers on that one. So here we go. Up under center once again is Covington. Going to be second and 9 for the Mustangs at their own 9. One in motion, and Covington's going to keep it, and he breaks through across the 15, and he's going to get out to, it looks like, about the 12 or 17-yard line. That's going to bring up a third and 2 for the Mustangs. Covington, 6'3", 255-pound quarterback. So if he decides to keep it, the Zizzers going to have to get a hold of him and get some help pulling him down. It's going to be third and 2 now. Covington back up under center. He'll be under center 99% of the time tonight. Man in motion. Now they stop to look to the sideline. And we got a whistle. Looks like we're going to have a... time out. We'll take a timeout as well. It is 8-10 to go first quarter, 6-0. Zizzers back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9, The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 6-0, 8-10 to go first quarter. It is 3rd-and-2 for the Mustangs on their own 17-yard, 18-yard line. And it'll be Covington again. Somebody, well, I thought a helmet came off, but it didn't. But the Mustangs get the first down as Covington gets it out there across the 20. To the 23rd, 1st-and-10 for the Mustangs. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the Zizzers. 1st-and-10 Mustangs at their own 23-yard line. Covington once again under center, like he will be all night long. And this time he tried to hand it off to the little guy, Amari Dawkins. Dawkins is going to pick up, looks like, about two, they're going to say. They're going to give him out to the 26. So that's going to make it 2nd-and-8 for the Mustangs. And Bryant on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Center Hill is not in any hurry, folks. They want to control the tempo of this ball game. Covington, man in motion. They're going to flip it, try to get to the outside. Zizzers are there and down for the loss. A loss on the play. Washington on the carry for the Mustangs. Dagan Kinslow leading the Zizzer charge there. So now it's going to be 3rd-and-11 for the Mustangs. Ball's all the way back at their own 22-yard line. So 3rd-and-11. And it's Dawkins in the backfield. In motion comes Washington. And we've got a sack. Zizzer's going to bring him down, the quarterback, Covington. And it'll bring up 4th-and-long. Jason Lopez had a little bit of help back here with a couple other Zizzers. So it's back all the way. The ball is on the 16-yard line. And that's going to bring up, excuse me, 4th-and-long. And it looks like it's going to be Covington to punt the football for the Mustangs. And I believe Connor Lair is back for the Zizzers. And Covington's going to kick it, and it's blocked. It's blocked straight up in the air, and it's picked off. And now racing for the end zone, touchdown by the Zizzers. And that's going to be Aiden Holt. Aiden Holt with the touchdown, and now we got a flag on the play. So what am I going to have to disagree with right off the bat here this season? But Aiden Holt, hopefully this will stand, and the Zizzers will score. They'll give him the touchdown here. That was about a 13-yard run by Holt. Who blocked the punt? Did you see, Nick? Jesse Hudson on the he blocked the punt. So we're getting ready to find out what's going to happen here. Here it comes. And penalty's on the Zizzers. trying to read sign language. There is no 25 for the Zizzers, so. So are we, do we get the touchdown or not? Yes, it is good. Okay. So Aiden Holt on the 13-yard run. And now, Braden Wall back in to try another extra point. The Zizzers lead at 12-0 with 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. See if the snap's a little better this time. It's back, it's down, it's up, and it is good. Zizzers lead at 13-0, and we're back. And 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And the officials have called an official timeout. They'll do that since it's so hot. They call the timeout. Let the teams get a water break here and kind of cool down for just a second, as it is a little bit warm out here, folks. Zizzer's 13-0 over Center Hill. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. So, it was Jesse Hudson who blocked the punt. And then it was Aiden Holt who didn't fall on it. He caught it in midair. And then took it in for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers are up 13-0 here. And this is exactly what they wanted. The penalty is going to put the Zizzers back to the 25-yard line to kick off. So, Braden Wall going to kick off for the Zizzers to the Mustangs. Braden's going to need to get his foot into this one to make up for the penalty. And it's a line drive, going to hit the turf, and going to be taken about the 29, and tripped up, getting out to the 39 that time. And that is Kamian Knight. Jared Drown on the tackle for the Zizzers. Mustangs will have it first and 10. At their own 39-yard line. This is the best field position they've had tonight. See if the Zizzer defense can come up big. They have so far here in the ball game. Well, let's see if they can do it again. So Covington back under center. And Dawkins is behind him. In motion, they'll give it to Dawkins. No, they're going around the end this time. And lots of Zizzers in pursuit. And Brown on the carry for the Mustangs. He'll get it out to the 47-yard line of the Mustangs. Going to be second and eight. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. So, second and a little over 2 yards for the first down for the Mustangs. Covington, once again in, I guess you'd say they are in motion. And couldn't tell if Covington held on to it or handed it off. Covington kept it, gets it out to the 50, and that'll be a first down. Actually down to the Zizzer 49. Austin Davis on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Zizzer's got to come up with some way to stop Covington. He's a big guy, like we said, 6'3", 255. All right. Here we go again, first and 10 from the Zizzer 49. This time, they're going to pitch it, and it's on the ground, but bounces right back up to the runner, out to the left, and out of bounds he goes inside the 40. And that is going to be McChristian over there. And that's going to be another first down, Landon Casey on the tackle, all the way down to the Zizzer 38-yard line. And I tell you what, Mustangs got lucky that time because he dropped the ball and it bounced right back up to him. And he kept on running around that left end. Covington under center. And this time he's going to keep it. And the Zizzers are going to, he might pick up a yard. About four Zizzers in there on the tackle. And he's going to pick up 2 yards. Austin Davis on the tackle. Ball is down to the 36-yard line of the Zizzers. Going to bring up 2nd and 8 for the Mustangs. 3:29 to go here and counting in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 13-0. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. And Covington's got it, and he's going to get sacked, folks. Jason Lopez once again. And so they're going to mark forward progress to the 38. So that's going to back it up. It's now 3rd and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 38-yard line. Okay, here we go. 3rd and 10 for the Mustangs with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and the Zizzers lead at 13-0. And this time they'll hand it off to Dawkins, and he's going to be caught. He might get a yard. I don't know. I don't think he did. They stopped him at the line of scrimmage. Jason Lopez on the tackle again. And now it's 4th and 10 for the Mustangs at the Zizzer 38-yard line. 4th and 10. We'll have to see if the Mustangs go for it here. You would think they will go for it. Looks like they're going to. Covington coming up under center. Dawkins in the backfield for the Mustangs. See if the Zizzers can get a stop. And Covington's going to throw the football out to the right and over through his receiver. So the Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 38-yard line. So the Zizzer defense holds. They were bending a little bit, but then they kind of got their cleats in the turf there and got a stop and got the turnover. Well, now Dagan Kinslow will bring his offensive unit back out with 1:39 to go, first quarter. And we'll see if the Zizzers can't get into the end zone with 1:39 to go here. All right, Kinslow is by himself. Two receivers left, one to the right. Now Connor Lair comes in the backfield. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's looking to throw, and he's going to go down the middle. He's got a receiver, and he overthrows Heston Miller by about a step or two. And now we got a penalty on the play, and the official said it's on the defense. They were going low, trying to take out the legs of Kinslow. No, they're backing up. He made the wrong one. It's on the Zizzers. It's a chop block. But he signaled on the Mustangs. Well, that's going to back the Zizzers up to the 29-yard line and bring up a 2nd Well, no, we're going some more. They're adding another 20 on it, folks. Well, heck, now the Zithers have it second down and at least a county away for a first down. I'm pretty sure they've got to make it all the way down to Koshkonong to get a first down here. Kinslow will throw out to the left, got a receiver, and that'll be, I believe that's Connor Lair. Lair up the left side gets brought down, and it'll be around the 40-yard line. Connor Lair takes the toss. Well, they're going to back him all the way up here and say he only made it to the 37. I could have swore he got closer to the 40, folks. Might have to lend my glasses out here tonight. May have to lend them out there to let some folks be able to see the ball game. Kinslow in the shotgun. And it's going to be Kinslow looking. Now he'll tuck it and try to run, and he'll probably get back to the line of scrimmage. Bring up a third down. Third and 11, looks like. Yep, it's out to the 37. No gain on the play. 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 13-0. And the Zizzers have to run a play because the play clock has 22 seconds on it. 9 seconds difference. Kinslow in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. One in the slot. Kinslow is going to tuck it and try to run. Coming around the right side, he's going to put his head down. And he's going to be across the 45, looks like about the 47. He's going to be close. Looks like it's going to be fourth and one, folks, for the Zizzers, as they mark it at the 47, and that is the end of the first quarter. Zizzers leading it 13-0 over the Center Hill Mustangs. We'll take a break, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway and delivery, it's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. They have all kinds of new home decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And the Zizzers lead at 13-0 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And the Zizzers will have the football. And it's going to be fourth and one for the Zizzers at their own 47-yard line. Can the Zizzers get 1 yard here? The Mustangs have a pretty big defensive line, so Zizzers going to have to get this thing. They just need 1 yard. They got to get it across the 48-yard line. Fourth and one. Starting off the second quarter. Kinslow. And there's a jump, but no flag. So now, Mustang got back. Kinslow now. And Connor Lair with it. And Lair's fighting. And he's not going to get it, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know. One official on this side has him at the 48. We need to see where they're going to put this ball down here. He's close, but I think he's going to be short. If he got it, it's by about an inch. And I think you're going to see him bring the chains in on this one. They're looking it over. All right. right. They're going to put it down. And Connor Laird came up short, folks, by about a half a football. So Zizzer's going to turn it over on downs. And Center Hill will have the football. First and 10 at the just inside the Zizzer 48-yard line. Let's see if the defense can get another stop here. Here we go. Actually, the ball is on the 47. I think somebody's moved the football, and they moved it up for Mustangs because it was just shy of the 48-yard line. All right. And pitch to the right side, Zizzers, and it's going to be a foot race, and now a tackle down about the 25. And that'll be McChristian on the run around the right side. And it's a first down for the Mustangs. Jesse Hudson on the tackle for the Zizzers, but not before the Mustangs make it to the Zizzer 24-yard line. So now, since the Zizzers trying to keep Covington from running the football inside, now they pitch it out, and they pick up the first down. First and 10 for the Mustangs at the Zizzer 24. Covington under center, and this time he's going to keep it. He slips, but he still got it. He's inside the 20, down to the 19. Going to bring up a second down for the Mustangs. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. And right now, the Zizzer defense, they need to come up with a stop here. Second, and looks like about a long five from the Zizzer 19-yard line. Covington. And that's going to be a penalty on the Mustangs because two players went in motion at the same time. But the funny part about that is they were both going to get towards each other. So that'll back up the Mustangs. And that's good. Zizzer's late at 13-0 with 10:50 to go here in the second quarter. And that'll put the ball down at the 24. And now that's going to bring up second and 10. Second and 10 for the Mustangs now. Now Covington has the ball. He slips and he's going to get tackled. Covington's having a hard time planting his foot there all of a sudden. That's two or three plays, and Covington's down. He may have hurt an ankle that time. And if he did, that's not good because he is the backup quarterback. The starter is already hurt. He got hurt last week in the jamboree. So pickup of a yard, going to bring up third and 9. And we've got an injury timeout. Covington is up now, and he's limping. He may have cramped up. I don't know. He was holding his ankle, though, from what I saw. So we'll have to see who comes in to replace him. He'll have to go out. Third and 9. And who's going to be the quarterback? New quarterback's going to be Jaden Logan, 6'1", 60 for the Mustang. That's a little bit better to control than 6'3", 255. Third and 10. And the ball is loose it's on the dirt, and the Zizzers recover the fumble. And they're saying Zizzer football. Well, now we got to talk about it. The ball was loose on the turf, so I don't know. You can't, unless an official blew it dead, which I don't know why he would have. It's still rolling around out there. What? They're not going to give it to him. So what we do is playing it over. Covington is back in the ball game, folks. It's third. Should be fourth down. It was third and nine a while ago. Unless that play didn't count. Somebody's going to have to explain that one because the play clock was rolling. Coach Perkins is having a little chat with the head official, and I guarantee he's not too happy because they're not going to let the Zizzers have the football. If they don't rule that, if it's not a play, then Covington can't come back in. He has to go back to the sideline. They're going to let him stay in. So what in the world's going on? We're replaying it down here, and Covington is in the ball game. What are these guys doing out here? I don't understand. Covington's going to pitch it to the left, McChristian, and he's going to get, he's going to get driven out of bounds inside the 20. And that'll bring up a fourth down. But somebody's going to have to explain that play to me. What in the world was that? That we didn't get the ball, and Covington didn't have to go up back out because there was no play. Aiden holds on the tackle, and it's going to be fourth and five from the 20-yard line. The Zizzer 20-yard line, and the Mustangs are going for it. Covington under center. And I'm sorry, folks, but the officials messed up there. They messed up that time. Zizzer should have had the football. Covington pitches it to the left. It's going to be a first down before he's knocked out of bounds over there. And that's going to be McChristian once again on the carry around the left side. Down to the 10. Jesse Hudson on the tackle, knock him out of bounds. And it's going to be first and goal from the Zizzer 10-yard line. And this is terrible. I mean, I'm sorry, folks, but the Zizzers should be going the other way. And now the Mustangs have a chance to score. In what I'm going to call a big debacle. Covington's got it again inside the five, down to the four. Going to be second and goal for the Mustangs. Tristan Clark on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second. And, well, it's closer to the five than it is the four, so we're going to call it four and a half. So here we go. Covington under center. Mustangs trying to punch it in here. See if the Zizzer defense can stand up. Covington trying to do it, and he's still fighting, but he's not going to make it. A whole host of Zizzers going to fall on top of him. I would say by the end of the night tonight, we're going to find out how much he can handle weight on him. Austin Davis on the tackle, but there's three others with him on top of him. And they're going to give him a yard. So it's third and looks like third and four. Third and four for the Mustangs with 7:45 to go second quarter. Zizzers up 13-0. Covington under center once again. Dawkins is in the backfield. And he's going to throw it, and it's intercepted! Intercepted coming down the left sideline. Connor Ware, and Connor's going to run away from everybody here, folks. That, my friends, right there, is a 96-yard interception by Connor Ware. No flags on the play. Connor Lair once again. It is. Where's the flag? Flag on the play. Are you serious? Where? You've got to be kidding me. Locking the back on the Zizzers. Imagine that. You know, I'm not liking this crew here in the second quarter. How many breaks are you going to give the Mustangs here in this second quarter? Take the touchdown away from Connor Laird. The Zizzers will have the football. And we've got an official timeout. Coach Perkins is out there again. Folks, I tell you what, he's got every right to. I can't understand what's going on here. First, we had a no play. Zizzers recover the football, but then they said it was a no play, but they let the quarterback come back in, because, and he was supposed to set out for a play. If it was no play, he shouldn't have been allowed back in to play. He comes in, gets the first down for him. And now, blocking the back on the Zizzers on Connor's 96-yard interception for the touchdown. And now the Zizzers are all the way back, folks, at the 5-yard line, their own 5-yard line. Well, the Zizzers need to get the offense to rolling here. It's because there wasn't one. There wasn't a block in the back. The official thought he saw a block in the back. We're looking at the monitors for the Mustangs. They showed the replay, and there was no block in the back on the replay. Mustang coaches in the booth beside us, they're in there laughing. They know they got lucky right there. All right, they're going to hand it off. It's Connor Lair, left side. Nope. This time it is Heston Miller down the left side for a first down. Out across the 30. We better wait now. Got to make sure there's no flags. Let's take a look. And I don't see any flags this time. All right. That's an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Zizzers out to their own 31-yard line. First and 10, 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Kinslow's going to hand it off again. And this time, it'll be, I believe, Miller again. Miller's out across the 40, at least the 41. So Heston Miller out to the 41, and that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down. Zizzers are going with the up-tempo here as soon as they get the chain set and everything. They're ready to go. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself. He's going to throw to the right. Got his receiver out there, pick number 19. He's across the 45, and that is Josh Leeser. And Leeser is going to be brought down at the Zizzer 47. That's going to bring up a second and four. Second and four for the Zizzers at their own 47-yard line. 6:24 to go here in the second quarter. Kinslow, we got three receivers left, one to the right. Connor Lair's in the slot, and Kinslow's in the shotgun. Lair now comes to the backfield. And they didn't get it snapped in time, and Connor Lair's going to get dropped. The play clock expired, but the officials didn't call it. So that's going to bring the Zizzers all the way back to the 43-yard line. And now it's going to be third and eight for the Zizzers. Kinslow by himself. Two receivers on each side. Kinslow back to throw. Now he's going to get it out to Lair. Lair cuts inside. Across the 50, coming down the left side. He's knocked out of bounds inside the 40. And I'm looking, folks, through my glasses with no penalties, no flag. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. So the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Mustangs 37-yard line. First and 10 at the Mustangs 37, Zizzers. Kinslow by himself, receivers on both sides, and he's going to throw left. He's got a receiver and going to be knocked out of bounds, close to the first down that time. That's going to be Dalton Cox. Let's see if they get it. And I, well, where are they going to mark it down at? It's going to be close to that first down marker. And it is a first down. Another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. First and 10 at the Mustang 27-yard line. Cox by himself. And they're going to, ball is on the ground. And I don't know if this one's going to be recovered by the Zizzers. I think they're going to say it is. I think it was Hayden Cook. Hayden Cook was in motion, coming around to the left side, and couldn't hang on the football, put it on the ground, but he was able to get back on it. That's going to back him up to the Mustang 31-yard line. And that'll bring up a second and 13. In motion. Kinblow to the left. He's got his receiver. That's Leaser again. Leaser's down close to the 20-yard line. 13. Well, that's number 13. That's Watson Hafer. And now it's going to bring up the third down as they mark it at the 21. So that's third and four for the Zizzers. And Kinblow, we've got offsides as the Mustangs jump offsides. And that should be enough for a first down for the Zizzers. That'll also put them inside the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. So they'll take it down to the 17. Down to the 16. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mustang 16-yard line. Ken blows in the shotgun with receivers on both sides. He's going to throw, and it's almost picked off, folks. Connor Lair stopped and turned on the little hook, and it just almost got picked off. The Mustang dropped the football. It's going to bring up second and 10, and as soon as Kinblow let go of that football, he knew it. And he's going to get a reprieve because it was dropped. Second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mustang 16-yard line with 3:51 to go in the first half. They're going to hand it off to Lair. Lair around that left side now, and he's knocked out of bounds. He's down around. He's inside the 10, looks like. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 9. So that'll bring up a third and 2 for the Zizzers at the Mustang 9-yard line. Third and 2 for the Zizzers with 3:50 to go here. Kinslow's in the shotgun, and Lair's in the backfield with him. And it'll be Kinslow looking to throw. This time he goes over, and it's off the hands of Miller. And I tell you what, Zizzers are playing with fire over there. That's going to bring up fourth and 2 for the Zizzers. Trying to get it to Heston Miller, but that one very easily could have been picked off as well. It was just a little bit high to get it over the defender, and Miller got a hand on it but couldn't bring it in. So here we go. Fourth and 2 for the Zizzers at the Mustang 9-yard line. Fourth and 2, Kinblow. Shotgun. Here comes Connor Lair right up the middle. Connor Lair down close to the goal line. And that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. So they'll have it first and goal from the 1-yard line, looks like. So first and goal from the 1. Connor Lair looking for his first touchdown of the season. Let's see if he can pick it up right here. Kinslow's going to roll out to the right. He's going to throw. And incomplete. Tried to get Heston Miller and too far out in front of him. Going to bring up second and goal from the 1. just give it to Connor and let him just bull his way through there. Get behind big old Jalen James and Blake Reed, and let's just punch this thing in. 3:27 to go in the first half with the Zizzers up 13-0. All right, Kinslow in the shotgun, Lair with him, and it's Lair, and he's got the touchdown standing up. Nobody touched him. 1 yard run for Connor Lair with 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. And Lair on the 1 yard run, Zizzers now lead it 19-0. And Brayden Wall, going to come in and see if he can punch this thing in. And holding for him, well, I guess we should say, is Hayden Cook. So, Zizzers trying to make it a 20-0 lead here with 3:24 to go in the first half. And here we go. There's the snap. It's low. Cook has to pick it up. And now he has to try to run it and throw it. And incomplete. So another low snap. And Zizzers will have to work on that. They've had too many special team snaps that have been low here in the ball game. So Wall's kick no good. And Zizzers lead at 19-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway and delivery, it's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. They have all kinds of new home decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store, 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 3:24 to go in the first half. Zizzers lead at 19-0. And Brandon Wall will be kicking off from his own 40-yard line. Looks like a little bit of confusion for the Zizzers. Now they get them lined up. And I don't think Wall's going to be kicking it away this time. He might. He's kind of changed here. Nope, it's an onside kick. And here comes Center Hill down the right side. Zizzers got to catch him, and they do at the 5-yard line. That ball was picked up and run back. Zizzers were waiting on it to go 10 yards, and it was picked up by Center Hill after it went 9 yards, and they drove it all the way down to the 4-yard line. And that time, saving the touchdown was Hayden Cook. So Zizzers will be on defense. So a big mistake that time by the Zizzers. And now here comes Covington back in. And Center Hill, the Mustangs have it first and goal from the Zizzer 4-yard line. The Mustangs trying to get on the board here in the first half. Covington under center. Man in motion. He's going to try to drive it, and he's got it. He's got it. Covington scores. So on the mistake... On the mistake, Covington takes it 4 yards for the touchdown. And it's 19-6, I guarantee you. Coach Perkins wants that onside kick back. And now, see, we can see who that is out there kicking the ball for the Mustangs. can't tell. He's kind of cockeyed at me here. 97, is that who it is? Peacock. 97, that would be Peacock. And now, time out for the Mustangs. Something wasn't right on the field. 19-6 is your score with 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman of West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. And the Mustangs now line up for the extra point. Peacock in the kick for the Mustangs. There's the snap. It's high and it's bobbled. And no good, as Zizzer defense was right there. So, and had to make sure that no flags ended up on that play. 19-6 with 3:13 to go. In the first half, Zizzers have the lead. So, they'll be kicking off to the Zizzer, or the Zizzers now. Score is 19-6. And wow. Mustangs were lining up on the Zizzer 40-yard line. Let them stay there. We'll kick it, and it'll be offside. All right, Zizzers to receive the kick with 3:13 to go. Peacock will, surely he'll kick it away. He might try an onside kick, we'll have to see. So here comes Peacock to kick it off now for the Mustangs. And they're going to go high, and it's caught at the 43-yard line by the Zizzers. Austin Davis just caught it. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Stay tuned. The Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up here in about 3 minutes and 13 seconds. So here comes Dagan Kinslow with the Zizzer offense. Once again, he'll be in the shotgun. Three receivers to the left and two to the right. In motion will be Miller. They're going to give it to Heston Miller around the left side. Miller's got a first down, and he's tiptoeing down the sideline. But they're going to say he's out of bounds about the 46, 47. So that's going to be a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Is it or isn't it? Well, they got it marked. This one may be a second, and second and a couple of inches, folks. Nope. Now the official steps in and goes into first down. I'm telling you, Nick's up here with me, and I tell you what, folks, we're just shaking our heads because I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I'm just not going to say a word. Because the folks at home, they know I don't have to say a word. All right, Kinslow back to throw. Right across the middle, down, and he overthrew his receiver overthrew Miller. And it was off Miller's fingertips, so Kinslow and Miller are having trouble connecting here. Miller had about a step or two on the defender. And it would have put the Zizzers down around the 10-yard line, if not in the end zone. So second and inches right now. No, third and inches should be. Or second and 10, I should say. Kinslow's in the shotgun. Lair now. Now Lair catches a little pass out to the left. Lair down the sideline, puts a move on, and he steps out of bounds, but not before he picks up an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. First down. Ball is inside the Mustang 25, down to about the 23. 2:45 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers up 19-6. They need to punch it in here. They need to get it on down here, get it in the end zone, and not leave any time for Center Hill. Kinslow. This time he's going to hand off, and this time coming around that left side, that's Heston Miller. And we've got a flag on the play. Probably a block in the back or a hold. You know it's going to be something to bring the Zizzers back. Heston Miller was walking down that, tiptoeing down the sideline, and it's on the Zizzers, so now it's going to back them up. We're waiting to see. Here comes the call here. And it's a hold by the Zizzers. And it's from the spot of the foul, so that's going to replay first and 10. So now, Kinslow in the shotgun. And this time, Kinslow is going to try to get around the left side. Gets tripped up. Probably picked up about a yard. Maybe two. Well, this is going to bring up now a second down. And they do spot it at the line of scrimmage. Looks like they did, so it's going to be second and 10. They didn't give him any yardage on that one. Henslow looking to throw again. And now he's got to go up the middle, and he's going to be inside the 20. About the 22. Henslow didn't have any receivers open. Trying to get up the middle, weaving and wobbling. Going to bring up a third down. And it's down to the 17-yard line. So it's going to bring up third and four for the Zizzers with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Third and four. Kinslow in the shotgun. Connor Lair in the backfield. Receivers, one on each side. Kinslow gives it to Lair. Lair now gives the stiff arm, coming around the left side, and he may have lost a yard. Connor thought about running it up inside, changed his mind, wanted to go to the outside, and the defense was there. And fourth down. Excuse me. So now it's going to be fourth and six for the Zizzers, just inside the Mustang 20-yard line. With 36 seconds to go, so the Zizzers either going to get a first down or time's going to expire. And timeout called by the Zizzers. Play clock was down to a second, so Zizzers take the timeout. 28 seconds to go in your first half. It's 19-6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 28 seconds left to go in the first half. Zizzer's lead at 19-6. And they've got the football. It's going to be fourth and six just inside the 20-yard line of the Mustang. So the Zizzers hopefully can punch it in here. Kinslow in the shotgun. Connor Lair. Kinslow's going to roll right. Now they'll throw. Got a receiver, and he's out of bounds on that far side. Heston Miller on the catch. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. First and goal inside the 10-yard line. And now, first and goal, Zizzers have it at the Mustang 7-yard line. All right. Kinslow's going to give it to Lair. Lair coming around the left side, cuts inside, trying to get inside. He's going to be down at the one. And I think the Zizzers call timeout with 11 seconds to go. Timeout, Zizzers. And Zizzers will have it. It'll be third and goal from the 1-yard line. Once again, coming up, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show in just a few moments. And we'll get some scores from around the area. And we'll recap the scoring so far in the first half. All coming your way, the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. In 11 minutes. I apologize, folks. I know I'm getting coughed up or getting coughing and stuff, but I'm just like everybody else this year. Allergies have really just kicked my rear end. I've not gotten a reprieve at all this summer from the allergies, so bear with me. We'll get this ball game in. Here we go. And it's third and goal from the one for the Zizzers. Kinslow in the shotgun. Lair's in the backfield. It's Lair, and he slips and falls down. And another timeout is called by the Zizzers. So we've seen Covington, the quarterback for the Mustangs, slip a few times. And now Connor Lair slipped when he tried to plant his foot. And the Zizzers lost some yardage that time, back to the three. So now I believe it's going to bring up third and goal from the Mustang 3 as the Zizzers call another timeout. So, once again, Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi, making the 3.5-hour trip up here to Zizzer Stadium. And we sure appreciate them for doing that. They had their game for tonight. Their opponent had to cancel due to COVID. Glendale was the Zizzer's opponent supposed to be tonight. Glendale had to cancel due to COVID. So these two teams got together and decided to play each other, I believe, on Wednesday night. So here we go. Third and goal from the 3-yard line. Kinslow looking across the middle, and it's incomplete. Garrett Mahan couldn't hang on to it. Defender might have got a hand on it. Now it's going to be fourth and goal from the 2 with 4 seconds to go. Zizzer's got to see if they can stick this in here. Got to get some points here going into the locker room. Get some more points. There we go. Kinslow's by himself in the shotgun with 4 receivers. Lair in motion now. And Lair around the right side. And he's not going to make it, folks. Brought him down at the 1. And that's the end of the first half. with the score, Zizzers 19 and Center Hill 6. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 2 minutes with the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. They also carry CPAP and BiPAP supplies from masks and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, an affiliate of Ozarks Healthcare. You can also visit them and shop online at homemedicalwp.com.
Does your business need new window lettering? Maybe some shirts with your logo? Or how about custom decals for your vehicles? Scooters Paradise is your one-stop shop, and they want to be your affordable outlet to get your message in front of your potential customers. Scooters Paradise offers custom patches, stickers, shirts, hats, and so much more. For a free quote, call Scooters Paradise at 417-213-1731 or visit Scooters Paradise WP on Facebook. Your affordable choice.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McCall, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium, the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. Zizzers lead it 19-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs. You're scoring in the first quarter, 9:53 to go. Kinslow on an 8-yard run or 8-yard pass to Josh Leeser. Braden Wall's kick was no good. West Plains jumped out 6-0. Then 5:33 to go here. Jesse Hudson blocked a punt. Aiden Holt caught it in the air, took it 13 yards for the touchdown, and Wall's kick was good. Zizzers led it 13-0 at the end of one. Then with 3:24 to go, Lair on a 1-yard run, and Wall's kick was no good. 19-0, Zizzers with the lead. Lair had a 96-yard touchdown interception that was called back, and we still don't understand, and they didn't have the play, and the quarterback who went out with an injury was allowed to come back in. But if the play didn't count, then how did he come back in? Like I said, folks, we've got a lot of questions on some of these calls in the first half here. Then with 3:13 to go in the second quarter, Covington on a 4-yard run after the Zizzers tried to get a onside kick, and it was picked up by the Mustangs, taken down to the 4-yard line, and then Covington sticks it in. Peacock's kick was no good. 19-6 is your score here at the half. Zizzers started out good, but they've had some problems here in the second quarter. They're going to have to correct a few things in there and come back out and be dominant once again, because they started out this ball game being very dominant, and they're going to have to do that again. But they got to go in there and work on a few things. And also, you know that the Mustangs will do the same. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes. And I believe D. Ryan's going to have some scores for you from around the area. And we'll be back with more on Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. They also carry CPAP and BiPAP supplies from masks and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, an affiliate of Ozarks Healthcare. You can also visit them and shop online at homemedicalwp.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We are trying to reach a goal before the end of August, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last. So stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys. Find new roads.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Has your bank lost its personal touch? At Community First, they still believe face-to-face interaction is important. We all know the COVID pandemic has changed the way we communicate, but why trust your money to someone on the phone in a distant community or even another state? Community First is proud to be a community-owned bank that is happy to serve all your financial needs in person.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geo Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShellFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Geo Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Geo Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
D. Ryan with you back in the studio with local scores from other games. Oh, sorry, that's having an issue with my headphones. Alrighty, Fair is playing Haiti tonight, and the score is 14-6. The last update was the first quarter. Fair leading Haiti, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Clever versus Willow Springs, no score on that one. Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty is up 8-0 on Stratford in the first quarter. Ava is tied with the Buffalo at 14 in the second quarter. Webb City's leading Joplin 16-13 in the second quarter. Nix is leading Branson 21-6 at the half. Carl Junction is up 22-6 on Willard at the half. Carthage is up 28-0 over Ozark in the second quarter. Republic's up 19-0 over Neosho. Rolla's leading Bolivar 27-14. Camdenton is leading Kickapoo 8-3. That's at the half. Lebanon is leading 42-0 against Hillcrest at the half. Waynesville's up 16-0 against Parkview in the second quarter. McDonald County is leading 20-10 over Aurora in the second quarter. And let's see if we have any other more local. Pierce City's up 24-6 over Lockwood at the half. All right, when we come back, Ramblin' Rick will have the second half kickoff on 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. They also carry CPAP and BiPAP supplies from masks and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, an affiliate of Ozarks Healthcare. You can also visit them and shop online at homemedicalwp.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Save money shopping at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Right now, buy 6 ADM Summer Mineral, get one free. And buy 9 Right Now Mineral, get one free. Help protect your cattle. And bottom line, with Hirsch's wide selection of fly control products like feed through, tags, pour-ons, sprays, rubs, and more. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, proud to be your locally owned feed and farm store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway and delivery, it's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. They have all kinds of new home decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store, 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good too. Right now there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. The Zizzers lead it 19-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight: Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer; Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, and West Plains; J&J Recovery and Towing; Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply; Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic; Shelter Insurance; and Directman; the Zizzer Zone; Negri Plumbing; Don's Auto Service and Tire Center; Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment; and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC; also Scooters Paradise Custom Patches and Sewing; Miller Satellite Center; Moreland Shell Ford; Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic; Toyota; of West Plains, Southern Bank, and Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman in West Plains and Thayer, Richard's Brothers Feed of West Plains, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains. The Zizzers lead it here at the half, 19-6. Zizzers are back out on the field, and Center Hill, the Mustangs have not come down the hill yet. I imagine that the officials will add some time onto the halftime clock here. They'll probably give them another 3 minutes. And we've got a little bit of time here. The Zizzers are scheduled to play Springfield Hillcrest next Friday night in Springfield at Hillcrest High School. Now, we'll have that game for you, the pregame around 6:30, and your kickoff at 7 o'clock, the Hillcrest Hornets and the West Plains Zizzers. That's next Friday night. Looking across the way, I now see the Mustangs coming down the hill. So that's good. They will be out here, and actually they have just put 6 more minutes on the clock. So we've got 6 more minutes here. We'll take another break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
One look and you'll see the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free. Just select a design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride. Community First Banking Company.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We are trying to reach a goal before the end of August, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last. So stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys. Find new roads.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geo Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShellFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Shell Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we have just about 2.5 minutes left in the halftime here. And at the half, the Zizzers lead it 19-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs. Zizzers are out on the sideline. They've already warmed up. And the Mustangs are warming up now on the field, trying to get loose as we get ready to start this third quarter of play. And for the Zizzers, so far, Josh Leeser's got a touchdown for the Zizzers. Aiden Holt has a touchdown for the Zizzers. And Connor Lair finally got a touchdown for the Zizzers. The Zizzers could have had more points there in the first half. They also could have gave up some more points in the first half as well. So the Zizzers are going to have to come out here. Hopefully they're going to correct a few things that that they saw. They went into the locker room and tossed it over, I'm sure. We'll see what happens here in this second half. Now, remember that the Mustangs won the coin toss and deferred, so they will get the football to start the second quarter of play, or I should say the third quarter of play. They will get the football. The Zizzers will be on defense, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Zizzers can stand up to Covington, the Mustang quarterback. He's 6'3", 255 pounds, and folks, it's hot down there on the field. You've got all those pads and helmets and stuff on, and as the game goes on, you know you have to be getting tired, and when that happens, well, big old Covington there, the quarterback, he might be able to start getting loose for some big yardage. So the Zizzers are going to have to suck it up here in the second half, come up with a way to shut down the Mustang offense, and then they've got to score on the defense. The Zizzers started the game off good on offense and defense, and in the second quarter, the defense didn't do too bad, but the offense, well, it made some big plays, and then there at the end of the first half, they had it down on the one-yard line and still couldn't punch it in. And that's got to be a concern for Coach Matt Perkins and the West Plains Zizzers. So, all right, we've got 12 minutes on the clock, so we're ready to go to start the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzers lead it 19-6. And like we said, the Mustangs will get the football to start the third quarter. So the Zizzers will be kicking off, and Brayton Wall will do the honors for the Zizzers kicking off here. So, the Wall's got it teed up, and we're ready to go. And he puts the leg into this one, line drive. It's going to the end zone. So, Mustangs will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So, Zizzer defense comes on the field. And let's see if they can shut down this Mustang offense. And big old, and I mean big old folks, Eric Covington, 6'3", 255, and he's the backup quarterback. He's the second string. Their starting quarterback got hurt last week in the Jamboree. So here we go. Covington under center. That's where he'll be the whole ball game. Dawkins is in the backfield. Here we go. In motion, they'll pitch it out to the left, and the Zizzers are out there. Looks like no gain on the play. So, number 27, Jones carrying it. And Connor Lair is limping off the field, folks, and that's not good. Lair is on the sideline, so they'll see what's wrong there. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 20. I'm sorry, from the 25. And Covington keeps it right up the middle. It's out to about the 30. Picks up 5 on the carry. Going to bring up a 3rd and 5 now. And number 12 for the Scissors on the tackle that time. And that's Hayden Bryant. Covington under center, 3rd and 5 from the 30-yard line. And he will keep it around the left side, and he's all the way into the secondary with a 1st down out to just shy of the 45. And that's what you're afraid of. Big, strong quarterback like that starts running. Dagan Kinslow on the tackle. They're going to mark him at the 43. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 43-yard line. And we'll have to watch and see if Connor Lair comes back into the ball game to play defense. And this time, somebody's helmet come off, but a pickup of about 2 yards on the play. Dawkins that time on the carry. Connor Lair is still walking on the side there. Heston Miller is on the side too, walking with Connor. He's going to bring up 2nd and 8 from the Mustang 45. Covington, man in motion. He's going to keep it. Now he pitches it around that left side and out for another 1st down, looks like, is the Mustangs. And Connor Lair coming back into the ball game now for the Scissors. And also for the Scissors, I believe, is Chucky Malone into the ball game. And it's a 1st down at the Zizzer 46-yard line for Center Hill, the Mustangs. Covington under center. Man in motion. They're going to pitch it and go right this time. And going to be brought down about the 40-yard line. And that's going to be, let me see, McChristian on the carry. So that's going to bring up now 2nd and 4 for the Mustangs, and they're picking up 5-6 yards at a whack here running the football, and this is not good. Defense needs to toughen up here. Covington wants to get under center. Man in motion, and got an offensive lineman jumped over here on this right side, and no flags. He was all the way across the line before the ball was snapped. And Covington picks up the 1st down down to the Zizzer 32. How in the world could you not see that? I have no idea how they did not see that. But anyway, the Mustangs have it 1st and 10 at the Zizzer 32. The Zizzer defense on their heels here starting off the 3rd quarter. Covington once again gives it this time to Dawkins. Dawkins is inside the 30, about the 27. And the Mustangs are just picking up chunks of yardage right now, folks. They are just running the football. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. But that defense, the Zizzer defense, better get with it here. It's 2nd and 5. From the Zizzer 27. With 7.5 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. The Zizzer's up 19-6. And Covington keeps it. And he is inside the 20, folks, all the way down to about the 16 or 17 yard line for another 1st down. And the Zizzers are going to call a timeout here. Coach Perkins wants to talk to his defense because his defense right now is getting run over, folks, by this Mustang offense. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Football 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows your goal is to grow and harvest the highest quality hay and forage. That's why they offer high-quality Krohn equipment for superior quality hay and forage and a greater return on investment. And right now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, get extra discounts on all Krohn in-stock balers, and low-rate financing is available, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissors lead at 19-6, 7:27 to go third quarter. Scissors call timeout because the Center Hill Mustangs are just running the ball right down the throat and then going out on the ends, and the Scissors have no answer right now. Mustangs are picking up 4, 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, just chunks of yardage here. First and 10 for the Mustangs. They're at the Zizzer 17-yard line. Covington, once again, he's going to pitch it left, and the Zizzers are there this time. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the loss, all the way back to the Zizzer 22. So that's going to bring up a second and 15 now for the Mustangs, with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And so now it's going to be second and 15 from the Zizzer 22-yard line. See if the defense can get another stop here. And now we've got a timeout, as the Mustangs want a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 6.5 minutes to go. And 19-6. Zizzers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. They also carry CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from masks and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, an affiliate of Ozarks Healthcare. You can also visit them and shop online at homemedicalwp.com.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Mustangs have it. Second and 15 at the Scissor 22-yard line. Scissors lead it 19-6. Mustangs trying to close the gap here. Covington under center, and he's looking to throw this time. Now he's going to tuck it and go up the middle, and he's going to be brought down inside the 20, so it's going to bring up a third down. He's down to about the 17-yard line. Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. And now it's third and inches right now, folks, for the Mustangs. They are down at the 17-yard line. Covington, he's got it, and he's got the first down, folks. He's down to about not quite the 15. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I was looking, but I forgot that they got pushed back, so it's going to be fourth and 9 now from the Zizzer 16-yard line. Fourth and 9. I'm sorry. I thought it was inches. Better polish my glasses here, I guess. Fourth and 9 from the Zizzer 11-yard line, or 16-yard line. And we got whistles. Could be a false start. We're getting ready to find out here. Looks like an illegal shift is the That's what the official was motioning to us. So that'll back him up some more. Now the Mustangs will have a 4th and 14. The ball is sitting at the 21-yard line of the Zizzers, so 4th and 14. Don't think they'll punt it here. And Covington is backed up there. Surely he's not going to punt. Nope, he's coming up under center now. Play clock is down to 8 and counting. Here we go. 4th and 14. Covington with it. He's going to pitch it, and the Zizzers are there. Zizzers drop them for a loss at the 25, and the Zizzer offense will take over. And let's see. Megan Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. Aiden Holt in there as well. And the Zizzer offense will come on the field with 5:10 to go third quarter. So the defense got some stops and a penalty, and that's good. Now the offense needs to get rolling. Kinslow will be in the shotgun, nobody in the backfield with him. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now in motion. And Kinslow will go right up inside the middle. He's going to be brought down about the 32, looks like. And we've got two players for the Mustangs down on the field. So official timeout here, injury timeout. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 19-6, and we will be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a 6-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. As we still have the, we got one player cramping. And now we're ready to go again as the officials went ahead and took the mandatory time out to let both teams get some water, and they'll do that when it's really hot. So now the Zizzer offense comes back out. It's going to be second down, 2nd and 3 for the Zizzers. Ball is at their own 32-yard line. 32. So 2nd and 3 for the Zizzers. Kinslow in the backfield. And he's going to pitch it and fighting for the first down and getting it. That would be number 7 for the Zizzers. And I can't tell because the lights aren't on in here. Parker McGinley. That's going to be a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers out to the 35-yard line, their own 35. Connor Lair's on the sideline. Heston Miller's on the sideline as well. That's not good for the Zizzers. They've got players that can run the football. Kinslow's going around the right side this time. He's out to about the 40. That's where they're going to bring him down, at the 40. Picks up 5. 4:18 to go third quarter, and the Zizzers up 19-6. And here comes Connor Lair back out on the field, so that's good news. Heston Miller is on the side. His helmet's off down here. He's sitting on the bench. putting down some water, isn't he? He might be trying to cramp up. I don't know why it's nice and cool out there this evening. All right, here we go. Second and five, Kinslow in the shotgun. I believe McGinley's out there. And Zizzers call a timeout because the play clock was down to one, and they were about to get a penalty. So we'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
All right, we're back at Zizzer Stadium. Second and five for the Zizzers at their own 40-yard line. They lead at 19-6. Well, the scoreboard went out, and then it came back on. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Kinslow in the shotgun. Connor Lair is in the backfield for him. And Kinslow rolling around the right. He's got a receiver on the right side all the way inside the 40. And looks like down around the 35. Peyton Cook on the catch for the Zizzers. No, it was 15, and we've got another player down, cramping for the Mustangs. So officials with an official timeout here. Now they're going to help him up, and he'll try to walk it off. Well, he's going to hop off. We hope it's just cramping, but it looked like they were trying to stretch the right leg. But anyway... Boy, I hate it when I get those in the middle of the night. You know, it's like a come shooting out of the bed, boy. You do that one-legged hop. Oh, man. You know the only thing worse than that is the one good foot you have, you step on something. Then you're in trouble. All right, here we go. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers have it first and 10 down at the Mustang 35-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun. And McGinley back there once again. Kinslow is back. A lot of time looking to throw. Comes to the left, and he's trying to get Connor Lair, and he overthrew him. And Kinslow is, he's overthrown his receivers tonight, I tell you what. And now Connor Lair is walking off the field. He's cramping up as well. So now we got second and 10. Kinslow in the shotgun with no one with him. He's going to take it, run it up that left side. Kinslow gets it all the way inside the 25. Kinslow down to about the 22 or 23. 22 looks like. Well, they picked up the football again. Now they put it down. It's going to be at the Mustang 23. And the Mustangs have another one cramping up. He's going to have to be helped off the field. Well, if everybody keeps cramping up like this, this could be like a Glendale ball game where it's 4 hours long because they throw the football every down. Here we go, 3:20. And I mean players are cramping up on both sides, folks. All right. First and 10 for the Zizzers. Kinslow, low snap, picks it up. Looking now, he's throwing for the end zone. And it is a touchdown. Touchdown, 28 yards. Watson Hafer from Kinslow So Kinslow hits Watson Hafer, 28-yard pass, and the Zizzers have gone up 25-6. And in to try that extra point is Brayden Wall. Cook will be the holder. See if we can get one here. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it got blocked, didn't it? No good. No good. So the Zizzers are in trouble so far this year. 25-6, 3:10 to go, third quarter, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway and delivery, it's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. They have all kinds of new home decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store, 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers just went up 25-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi, on a digging Kinslow to Watson Hafer 28-yard touchdown pass. And Brayden Wall's extra point kick was no good. And now we're going to have a kickoff for the Zizzers. 3:10 to go, third quarter. And here comes Wall. And he's going to kick a high one down the middle. It's going to hit. It's fumbled for a bit, taken at the 20. And brought out and still on his feet. Finally, they're going to get him down about the 41-yard line that time for the Mustangs. Trying to see who it was. Hayden Cook on the tackle and the return by Will Lang. So here comes the Mustangs. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line with 3:03 to go in the third quarter, and the Zizzers are up by 19. Covington under center once again. Dawkins is the back in the backfield. Covington looking to throw. Now he throws across the middle, and it's incomplete. And the receiver was alone down here at the 40-yard line. Defenders were about 2-3 yards away. And somebody missed an assignment right there in the secondary. Landon Casey, Connor Lair, and Jesse Hudson were all three in the area. So somebody, and it got lucky because the pass was short and the receiver couldn't catch it. Going to bring up second and 10 now for the Mustangs at their own 40-yard line. Covington under center. And he's going to pitch it, and the Zizzers are there. What a hit over on that right side. Going to lose some yardage here. And then he fumbled it out of bounds. So the Mustangs are going in the wrong way on offense, and we don't mind that a bit. It's all the way back inside the 35, or no, yeah, to about the 34, 33-yard line. It's going to bring up a third and 17, folks. Third and 17 for the Mustangs at their own 33-yard line. Covington under center again. And got a whistle. Play clock expired, I believe. And it's a, yep, the play clock expired, got down to zero before they could snap it. So that'll back them up another 5 yards. Camden's in leading Kickapoo 8-3. And Lebanon's all over Hillcrest 42-0. And what about Bolivar? Who are they playing tonight? Rolla leads Bolivar 27-14. And what a pin that time. There's Jason Lopez. Lopez shot through that left side of the line and dropped him for a loss all the way back to the 21-yard line. Now it's fourth in the county for the Mustangs. They got to get it down to Kosh to get a first down here on the fourth down. So it looks like Covington will be back to punt this time. It's actually fourth and 28, by the way. And I don't think he's going to fake it, do you? And the play clock just expired again. And it was expired for about 3 seconds before the official realized it and threw a flag. So now, delay of game, and that'll back him up 5 more yards. Now it's fourth and 33. So now the Mustangs have got to get to Thayer to get a first down. Thayer and Hayter tied up, folks, 14-14 last report at halftime. All right, here we go, Covington. It's fourth and 33. He's going to punt it. It's a short one, and it's going to land and then roll, and it's going to go out of bounds just inside the 40-yard line of the Zizzers. So Zizzer offense will come on the field. 1:57 to go here in the third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 25-6. So Zizzer offense now will come on to the field. Dagan Kinslow. Heston Miller is back out there now. He's in the huddle. He's going to be coming in. And now, number 12 for the Zizzers has come to the sideline to see the trainer. And one of the Mustangs is down on the field. They're stretching him out for a cramp. Hayden Bryant is the one that came over to the side, but I believe he's going to be okay. So now, that one will get up and limp off. Is it? So, Zizzers have it. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line is what they're going to mark it at. And here we go. Kinslow, he's back to throw it, and he's going right over the middle. He's looking long. He's got a receiver, and it's a touchdown, folks. Heston Miller. And Heston Miller on the 60-yard touchdown. Kinslow has finally, looks like he's starting to hone in on his receivers now. And that was 1:47 to go here in the third quarter. So the Zizzers are up 31-6, and it'll be Wall to try it again. Cook to hold. It's down. It's up. And it's good. He got one. There we go. 32-6. Zizzers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers have just gone up 32-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs with a minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. And Dagan Kinslow starting to come alive passing the football. All right. Wall on the kick. It's a line drive down the middle, and it is headed. Oh, it's not going to go in the end zone. And it's going to be picked up at the one and tackled down about the 6-7 yard line. Lopez once again. I tell you what, folks, Jason Lopez is putting on a show tonight here. Nice. That ball, he thought it was going to go to the end zone, but it went down to the 1 yard line. And so Knight picked it up, stepped into the end zone, then come running out, and Lopez nailed him. And they're going to mark this one down at the 7 yard line. So the Mustangs will have the football, first and 10 at their own 7 yard line, with a minute 43 to go here in the third quarter. See if the Zizzer defense can start riding some of this emotion and stuff and start get that adrenaline flowing here and get to playing some good football. Covington with the basketball. He's with the football. He could be with the basketball. You never know. Hands it off that time. And it was a fumble. However, Dawkins was down before he fumbled the football. So he gets it out to the 13. Pick up a 5. Going to bring up 2nd and 5. For the Mustangs. 2nd and 5. Minute to go here in third quarter. Covington, he's going to keep it. Going to try to run it, and he's going to be wrapped up, and they're going to drive him back. They're going to say he got to the 15. So they're going to give him a yard, looks like. Garrett Drown and Jason Lopez. And what do we got here? Timeout, Mustangs. Timeout with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 32-6. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
All right, welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Zizzer's up 32-6. And the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi, have the football. It's going to be 3rd and 2. And the ball is going to be placed at the 15-yard line. I think it's going to be 3rd and 3. 3rd and 3 for the Mustangs. Covington under center. Dawkins in the backfield. Players in motion, and Covington just takes and goes right up the middle. Gets it out to about the 24-25 before the Zizzers stack him up. Out to the 25. That'll be a first down for the Mustangs. Ball at their own 25. Mustangs are taking their time. They're down by 26 points. Covington under center once again. And he's going to keep it. Pitches to the left and got some running room on the left side. And still loose coming down that left side. Finally, the Zizzers bring him down inside the 40-yard line. Big game for Christensen on the carry for the Mustangs. They're going to say he's down at the 40. First and 10 for the Mustangs at the Zizzer 40-yard line. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Zizzer defense needs to get tough once again. Need to shut this down. Covington hands off, and going nowhere is Dawkins. And that will wrap up the third quarter. At the end of three, it's 32-6. Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Does your business need new window lettering? Maybe some shirts with your logo? Or how about custom decals for your vehicles? Scooters Paradise is your one-stop shop, and they want to be your affordable outlet to get your message in front of your potential customers. Scooters Paradise offers custom patches, stickers, shirts, hats, and so much more. For a free quote, call Scooters Paradise at 417-213-1731 or visit Scooters Paradise WP on Facebook, your affordable choice.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. And the Zizzers lead it 32-6 over the Center Hill Mustangs. And the Mustangs have it second and 10 from the Zizzer 40-yard line. See if the defense can hold them here and get the ball back. Covington right up the middle again. And looks like he's going to get it down to about the 36 of the Zizzers. Austin Davis on the tackle for the Zizzers. Garrett Drown also in on the tackle. Third and six now for the Mustangs at the Zizzer 36. You know, Covington's tall enough, he can just step over the center and just keep going. He's got it. He pitches it to the right. McChristensen's got the first down. And finally, they push him out of bounds on the far side. But he made it inside the 20 down to about the 19 for another first down. Jesse Hudson over there to knock him out of bounds for the Zizzers. So it's first and 10 for the Mustangs at the Zizzer 19-yard line. I can tell you one player that's not cramping up out there, and that's Jason Lopez. All right, Covington under center. And he's going to hand it off, but it ain't going nowhere. Maybe the line of scrimmage. Dawkins on the carry. Blake Reed on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a second and 10, actually. From the Zizzer 20-yard line. Covington once again under center. Zizzer's up 32-6. He's going to pitch it wide right, and McChristensen driving down that right side. He's going to be inside the 10, down to about the 5-6-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal for the Mustangs. 10:23 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up 32-6. First and goal at the 6-yard line for the Mustangs. Covington, and he dropped the ball, picks it back up. He still got it, and finally they're going to bring him down he dropped it, and it bounced right back up to him, and then he was able still to get down to about the 2-3 yard line. He's on the 3, second and goal from the 3 for the Mustangs. If the Zizzers can get the stop here, I say Covington's going to carry it, and he does. And Zizzers having stood up, do what? Okay, we've got a penalty on the Mustangs. False start, looks like. So that'll back him up. 9:39 to go in the ball game. So it'll be backed up to the 7-yard line. So now, it's going to be second and goal from the Zizzer 7 for the Mustangs. And Covington back up under center. The Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. And they're going to pitch it wide right and didn't make it in. Somebody made a saving tackle over there. McChristian on the carry. Dayton Kinslow on the tackle. Now it's going to be third down. Third and goal from the Zizzer 2-yard line. And this is Covington territory down here. He can just kind of fall forward and pick up the 2 yards. Zizzers need to get tough here. Goal line stand. And they didn't get in. I couldn't tell if he handed off or if he tried himself. Nope, Covington kept it, trying to get it himself. I couldn't tell if he gave it to Dawkins or not. Now, it's fourth and goal from the 1. Is it the 1-yard line or inside the 1-yard line? About fourth and goal from the half-foot line, folks. Fourth and goal from the half-foot line. See if the Zizzer defense can hold them here. This would be a huge stop if the defense can get the stop here, keep them out. But they're not going to do it because Covington gets in. So 8:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Covington, the big 6'3", 255 quarterback, just takes it in. And now, Peacock's going to come in, try the extra point. It's 32-12. Zizzers with the lead. And now we got a flag. Play clock hadn't even started. What is it? It's on the Zizzers. I believe it's an unsportsmanlike conduct call on the Zizzers here. So Peacock will try it again here. And now the head official's coming over to the Zizzer side. This ought to be good. He didn't come all the way over. He didn't want to come over here. All right, Peacock's going to try the extra point here with 8:18 to go in the ball game. Snap, and it's over the holder's head, and he picks it up. So kick no good. 32-12. Zizzers with the lead. 8:18 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks. or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Oh, hey, it's working now, Nick. Looks like it might be trying to work here. Thought we'd try to get you some scores here. We'll kind of filter them in here for you. As the Mustangs will kick off, do you think we'll see an onside kick? What do you think, Nick? Onside kick?
We don't
know. Coach is hollering out to him. Two officials are standing about the 50-yard line talking. So now let's wait and see here. And unsportsmanlike on the Mustangs now. So that'll back them up. All right, here's some scores for you. Webb City leads Joplin 24-19 at the half. Let's see, Carl Junction over Willard 22-6 at the half. Rolla leads Bolivar 27-14. Camdenton and Kickapoo 8-3 at the half is the last score we have. Lebanon over Hillcrest 42-0 at the half. Waynes Valise Parkview 23-8. And let's see, what else we got here? As we wait on Peacock to kick off, Ava and Buffalo are tied 14-14 at the half, last score we had. And they're going to kick it away, or not actually kick it away, but it's going to hit the dirt, picked up at about 35. Coming around the right side and still running with the football is the Zizzers. And Garrett Drown gets it out to the 46-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 46. Kabul leads Miller 13-8, but that was back in the first quarter. Willow Springs over Clever 28-0 at half. Fair Grove leading Mountain Grove 28-13 at half. Liberty and Stratford 8-6 in the third quarter. Liberty with the lead. There in Haytie, still 14-14 at the half. And that's about all I believe we have. So they're going to take a water break, and we'll take a timeout as well. Zizzers lead at 32-12, 8-11 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissor's with the football. Kinslow rolling out to his right. And now he's going to throw it across the field. He's got a receiver, and he overthrew him. Too high. But Kinslow had to get rid of it because the Mustangs were closing in. Tried to get it to Cook. Cook was just too short. I mean, and that would have been a difficult catch because the defender was right there, too. He was going to get hit. So that's going to bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 46-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers take on Springfield Hillcrest at Hillcrest next Friday night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio. All right, Zizzers are around the right side. Might have been Parker McGinley on the carry. And they're going to mark him out at the Zizzer 49. It's going to bring up a third and 7 for the Zizzers. And just make sure here. Nope, Dalton Cox is number 6. Do what? The Zizzers need to snap the ball. And Zizzers call timeout as the play clock was almost to zero. So Zizzers will take the timeout. 7:11 to go here in the ball game. They lead it 32-12. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We are trying to reach a goal before the end of August, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last. So stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys. Find new roads.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have it, 3rd and 7 at their own 49-yard line. With 7:11 to go in the ball game, Zizzers lead it by 20. And Kinslow in the backfield by himself. Here comes Connor Lair now. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll back up, looking to throw. And Kinslow's going to get sacked. They caught up with him from behind, dropped him all the way back. All the way back, looks like, to the 39 of the Zizzers. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and about 17, I believe. And Zizzers might be going for it here. Kinslow is in the shotgun. Connor Lair is in the backfield. Now Kinslow is going to back up. Looks like he may punt it. He is. He's going to punt it quickly. And it's going up. And it's coming down and going to roll for the Zizzers all the way inside. No, it's going to roll dead at the 10. So a good punt by Dagan Kinslow. Heston Miller downed it down there on the 10. And the Mustangs will have it 1st and 10 at their own 10-yard line with 6:18 to go here. So the sack there, Kinslow getting sacked, hurts the Zizzers. They have to punt it away. But Dagan gets a good punt away. So now, here comes Covington back out. And the Mustang offense. 1st and 10 from their own 10-yard line. And now, he's still got Dawkins back here. Man in motion, Covington with the football, pitches it wide right. And got some whistles. Actually, I thought those whistles were before he was brought down. McChristian on the carry around the right side. That's going to be a 1st down for the Mustangs. Garrett Drown on the tackle. Ball is sitting at the Mustang 24-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Mustangs. Covington back up under center. Dawkins is in the backfield. Couple of players now, one in motion. They'll pitch to the left, and Zizzers are there. It's only going to be picked up about after the 26, about 2-yard pickup, maybe 3. Washington on the carry. Jesse Hudson on the tackle for the Zizzers. We're down to 5:45 to go in the ball game. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 8. Pick up of 2 yards, 2nd and 8 for the Mustangs. Ball sitting at the Mustang 26-yard line. Under center like he's been all night, Covington. And he's looking to throw. Now he's going to throw, and it is incomplete. Going to bring up 3rd and 8. Pretty good coverage over on that side. I believe that was Kinslow on that side on the coverage for the Zizzers. So now it's 3rd and 8. 5:21 to go. So 3rd and 8 for the Mustangs. And this time, there's a pitch to the left side and out close to the first down, but don't think he's going to get it. Jones on the carry. Carter McCracken on the tackle. Connor Lair was there. Landon Casey was there as well. It's going to bring up 4th and 2. The ball's going to be sitting at the 32-yard line. Got to get it to the 34, so it's 4th and 2 for the Mustangs with 4:40 to go in the ball game, and they're going for it. Covington up under center, and he's going to keep it, and I don't think he got it, folks. I don't think he got it. And the ball actually came out, but I think it was after the whistle. And they stopped him. Zizzer defense holds. And Zizzer offense will take over. 1st and 10 at the Mustang 32-yard line with 4:30 to go in the ball game. So a big defensive stop right there. Good job stopping the big quarterback for the Mustangs, Eric Covington. So, Kinslow in the shotgun. Connor Lair's in the backfield. He'll give it to Lair. He'll cut back up inside. And he's spinning and finally goes down about the 29-yard line. We got a flag on the play. Zizzers, Heston Miller, and player for the Mustangs tangled up back there. Got a flag on the play. You know this going to go against West Plains. Personal foul against West Plains. Personal foul. Heston Miller, and Coach Perkins is talking a little bit to Miller. Now he wants to talk to the official. I'll just be honest with you, I've not been that impressed. I hope this is their first game, you know. I realize everybody's first game, but, I mean, oh, really. This is why the football, not the basketball, but they'll have the football all the way back at the Mustang 44-yard line. Unsportsmanlike conduct. And it's against Heston Miller of the Zizzers. Going to bring up 2nd and 20 for the Zizzers with 4:17 to go in the ball game. Aiden Cook in the backfield. Kinslow. He needs to snap the ball in a hurry, and he does. Just beats the clock. And no. Now he got whistles. Why didn't you blow the whistle before they snapped the ball? They're going to get him on the play clock. And tell you the truth, folks, these officials haven't paid attention to the play clock all night long. There's been times when the play clock has been 0 for 4 seconds, and they haven't even looked at it and thrown a flag or nothing. So that'll back up the Zizzers some more. And now, where's the football? Football is at the Mustang 49-yard line. Nobody knew where the football was. It's at the 49. And the play clock's running again, and it's down to 10. Zizzers need to get on the ball here. Need to get set down to 5. Kinslow takes the snap. He's looking. He wants to throw the football. And now he's going to run it around the left side. Kinslow's going to chuck it. And he's going to be inside the 20-yard line, folks. Dagan Kinslow with the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And he's in the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove and their red zone. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mustangs 19-yard line. 3:57 to go in the ball game. I believe Connor Lair back in the backfield. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's going to roll to the right. Kinslow's looking now. He throws, and it is caught. It is caught, folks, inside the five, down to the two. Jarrett Mahan went down and got that pass. And now, Zizzers have another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And it is now first and goal for the Zizzers at the Mustang 2-yard line. Let's see if they can stick it in here and get some more points. Kinslow gives it to Lair. Lair cuts inside. It's a touchdown. Connor Lair on the 2-yard run with 3:22 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers put on some more put more points on the board. And we'll see Braden Wall come in for the extra point. It's 38-12. And pretty good crowd at the ball game here tonight, showing some support for the Zizzers and for the Mustangs. Some of them now starting to head for the exit. All right, let's see if Braden Wall can make it two in a row here. Aiden Cook will be the holder. And it's rolled back here to him again. The Cook is on the run. He's still on the run looking to throw. And finally they're going to call it in the grass. So Zizzers will be working on the special teams this week, specifically the extra point, snapping the football. So Zizzers will be kicking off to the Mustangs. And I have a question for you, Nick. Do you think they'll do an onside kick? I can guarantee you, you're not going to see an onside kick, because Coach Perkins will not do that to the Mustangs. Zizzers lead at 38-12, and I guarantee you we're not going to see an onside kick. Well, I can tell you the Mustangs are in trouble, because Jason Lopez is lined up down here, and he's beating his helmet. So he's ready to go. He's coming after somebody. All right. Braden Wall to kick it off. And it's a deep one taken about the 6-yard line by the Mustangs. And Zizzer is going to bring him down inside the 25, or maybe at the 25, looks like that's where. Do what? Lopez didn't get him that time, folks. Lucas Conyers on the tackle for the Zizzers. All right, here comes the Zizzer defense. Mustangs have first and 10 at their own 25-yard line with 3:14 to go in the ballgame. Once again, next week the Zizzers will travel to Springfield, Hillcrest High School, to take on the Hornets. How are the Hornets doing tonight, Nick? Hillcrest is losing. Actually, they got beat by 11 and 56-6. So the Zizzers going to Hillcrest next Friday night. Number 10 into the ball game for Center Hill. That would be Jaden Logan. Logan picks up about 3, going to bring up 2nd and 7. Actually, the ball is out to the 28-yard line. Yep. Second and seven. Pickup of three. Logan under center. And he'll hand off. Nope, he's going to keep it. He pitched it to the right, and or to the left, I should say, and the Zizzer defense was there. Dawkins on the carry. Jesse Hudson on the tackle. And Haytie leads there 40-22 in the fourth quarter. Wow. You remember last year, Haytie beat Thayer. First game of the season, Thayer came back in the districts and beat them. All right. Here we go. Lost a yard on the play. It's now third and 11. They'll pitch it right, and the Zizzers are there for the stop and the loss. Back inside the 20. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up 38-12. Zizzers going to start the season at 1-0, and the Mustangs will start the season at 0-1. McCracken on the tackle for the Zizzers. Here we go. It's going to bring up a 4th and 16. And the Mustangs are going to have to punt. Minute 10 to go here. And now we're going to have a timeout by the Mustangs. Minute 8 to go in the ball game. Timeout, Mustangs. All right. Rolla leads Bolivar 36-14 third quarter. Camdenton leads Kickapoo 15-6 in the fourth quarter. Lebanon beat Hillcrest 56-6. Waynesville leads Parkview 23-8. And let's see, who else can we pass along to you? Ava beat Buffalo 28-14. Kabul leads Miller 13-8. That was a first quarter score, though. Let's see, Willa has beaten Clever 49-0. Fair Grove leading Mountain Grove 28-13. Liberty and Stratford. Liberty wins it 26-6 at the final. And Haytie leading Thayer 40-22 in the fourth quarter. All right, now it's going to be fourth and 16 for the Mustangs. And Covington comes in to punt. He's going to punt it. And it's going to be down inside the 50-yard line on the Mustang side. So the Zizzers will have it 1 minute to go in the game. And we can pretty much guarantee you that the first string's done their job. Should see the second string come in and mop this one up. So, 1 minute to go. Like we said, Zizzers going to Springfield next Friday night, take on the Hillcrest Hornets. And pregame will be around 6:30. Kickoff 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on 100.9 The Train. Zizzers will have the football on the Mustang 48-yard line, first and 10. I knew I shouldn't have thought that we were going to get out of here at a reasonable time. It was all the cramping going on, the timeout. That's what drug this one out. All right, this is with the football. They're going to hand it off and around the left end. Going to be taken down to 49. Conyers on the carry for the Zizzers. And we're down to 40 seconds to go. So the Zizzers should snap it one more time, and that should do it. Should be Aiden Simpson. Simpson's in at quarterback. He's going to hand it off, and coming around the right side this time, putting his helmet down, picking up some yardage that time. Carter McCracken on the carry gets it out to the 45. And that's going to do it, folks. That'll be your ball game. And the Zizzers win it 38-12 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. 38-12, Zizzers with the win. And stay tuned, because coming up, in 60 seconds. We'll have your shelter insurance and your equipment of West Plains post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers win it 38-12 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. So congratulations to the Zizzers picking up the win here in the first game of the season. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrick and the West Plains postgame show. Let's run down the scoring for you tonight. It was 9:53 to go in the first quarter, and Dagan Kinslow, 8-yard pass to Josh Leeser, and Braden Walls, extra point, no good. Zizzers led it 6-0. Then with 5:23 to go in the first quarter, Jesse Hudson blocked a punt. Aiden Holt, it went up in the air. Holt caught it, ran it in 13 yards for the touchdown. Walls' kick was good. Zizzers led it 13-0 at the end of one. And then in the second quarter, 3:24 to go, Connor Lair on a 1-yard run. Extra point, no good by Wall. 19-0, Zizzers with the lead. That was right after Connor Lair intercepted the football and ran it 96 yards for a touchdown, but they said the play didn't count, and so Connor didn't get the touchdown. Then Covington with 3:13 to go in the second quarter, a 4-yard touchdown run, and Peacock's kick was no good. At the half, the Zizzers led it 19-6. 9:04 to go in the third quarter. It was Kinslow to Watson Haver on a 28-yard pass, and Wall's kick was no good. Zizzers up 25-6. Kinslow then a 60-yard pass to Heston Miller with a minute 47 to go. Braden Wall's kick was good. Zizzers led it 32-6 at the end of three. 8:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Covington on a 1-yard run. Peacock's kick no good. Well, West Plains led it 32-12. And then in the fourth quarter, Connor Lair on a 2-yard run. Wall's kick was no good. Zizzers win it 38-12 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. What we can take away from this ball game tonight, folks, is very simple. Zizzers started out good. And then second quarter had some problems, came out in the third quarter and played pretty good. And then coming down the stretch here, Zizzers kind of started putting things together, and they get the big win, 38-12, over the Center Hill Mustangs tonight here at Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers will play Hillcrest next Friday night at Springfield Hillcrest High School, and the pregame at 6:30, and your kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. It's the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game show. We're going to come back in 60 seconds. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Scissor Stadium. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains Post Game Show. It's time for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. And, folks, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who to give it to. I'm going to just go ahead and say we're going to give it to the whole Scissor team tonight, both offense and defense. Special teams need a little work, special on the extra point attempts, but we'll give the whole team. They fought all night long. It was hot out there, muggy. Cramping was going on both sides, and I tell you what, Zizzers fought through. They came up with some big defensive stands when they needed them, and they went at 38-12 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. So we'll give it to the Zizzer football team, the whole team. They get to be the players of the game tonight. Next Friday night, Zizzers go to Springfield to take on Hillcrest, the Hornets, and the pregame show will be at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And we want to say thank you to the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi, and their coaching staff for coming up here, a 3.5-hour drive, folks, on the bus, to come up here and play football tonight. And these two teams, I think, played pretty good for the fact that neither one of them, they really had a day. They just had a day to prepare. And that's hard to do, to prepare for a football game when you only get one day of practice. So my hats off to both teams. They played pretty good under the conditions. All right, our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Knox Orthopedics, a mountain home in West Plains. J&J Recovery and Towing, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the Zizzer Zone, Negri Plumbing, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Scooters Paradise, Custom Patches and Sewing, Miller Satellite Center, Moreland Show Ford, Baxter Regional Health System, a hometown clinic, Toyota, Southern Bank, and Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Richard Brothers Feed, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains. Zizzers win it 38-12 over the Center Hill Mustangs from Olive Branch, Mississippi. We'll say goodnight from the Zizzer Stadium. Want to thank D. Ryan and Dylan back at the studio for doing a fine job with tonight's ball game. And the Zizzers, we'll talk to you next Friday night from Springfield Hillcrest when the Zizzers take on the Hornets. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Good night.